Hi, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast. Today, I'm going to be continuing the series on the Jewish roots of the faith, and today's broadcast is going to be part two of the Passover Seder. Now, I'm going to kind of do things a little bit different than what I originally intended. I was going to cover the rest of the Seder in part two, but I got to one element, and I thought it just needed a little bit more attention than the rest. And I didn't want the audio to go on too long, so I decided to just give that one element its own teaching, and then in part three, I'll go over the rest of the elements of the Seder. So today we're going to be talking about the Afikomen. So the obvious first question is, what is the Afikomen? Afikomen, I believe the meaning, there's a little bit of debate on where the word originated from and what the actual meaning is, but from what I can tell, the meaning is, and it makes sense to me, is that which comes later. And the reason why is it's prepared at the beginning of the Seder, but then it's put aside until later on. So at the beginning of the Seder, there are three pieces of matzah, and these are typically held in what's called a matzah tash. It's kind of like a bag that holds the pieces of matzah. And there's three. And again, we're going back to the significance of the number three, which is representative of the triune nature of God. We have Father, we have Son, and then we have Holy Spirit. Out of those three pieces of matzah that are held in the matzah tash, the middle piece, again, don't forget the significance of the Trinity here. Sorry, my phone just rang. So don't forget the significance here. We have the Father, we have the Son in the middle, and then the Holy Spirit. It's the middle piece that is taken. It is removed. It's broken. Part of it is put back. And then part of it is wrapped in cloth, typically like a linen napkin, and it's set aside for later. Now, this piece that's set aside for later, the reason why this started to be done was it was typically the Paschal sacrifice that was eaten towards the end of the meal, or at the end of the meal, rather. Once the first and second temples were destroyed, they then started to incorporate the Afikomen, and this replaces the Paschal sacrifice. So it is the last thing that's eaten during the Seder. Now, I'm going to tell you the way I've experienced it. It is done with a little bit of a difference, just a tiny bit of a difference, but it's the same overall meaning. The way I've seen it done is the leader of the Seder hides the piece of Afikomen. And then later on in the Seder, the children then look for it, kind of like a hide and seek kind of thing. And it's sort of a game for the kids. It also helps to kind of wake them up a little bit. But the children go and they look for it, and whoever finds it receives a reward. Okay, now the other version of this is the Afikomen is set aside and the children have an opportunity to steal it and then get the reward. So it's kind of like the same thing, but pretty much everybody I know that's done Passover Seders, either Jewish or Messianic, have done the hiding of the Afikomen. So let's pause here and just kind of recap. We have the three pieces of matzah, which is representative of the triune nature of God. The middle piece is taken, broken. Jesus at the Last Supper said, which was a Passover Seder, as we discussed in part one, "This is my body." 1 Corinthians 11:24 says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" It was broken. His body, as we discussed in part one, was broken, bruised, pierced, and striped. So then Jesus' body, after his crucifixion, was wrapped in cloth. It was hidden away in a tomb for a time. And those of us who find him receive a reward. We receive eternal life. The Afikomen. And now keep in mind, the Afikomen is not an element of a Messianic Seder. This is an element of a Seder in every Jewish home. It is such a beautiful picture of our Messiah. It's broken. It's hidden. The person who finds it receives a reward. And then at the end of the Passover Seder, it's broken and handed out to everyone at the table. And they partake of it as the last part of the supper. The last part of the supper. It's essentially a communion. Do this in remembrance of me. He broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, do this in remembrance of me. The Afikoman, to me, is the most obvious picture of Jesus in the entire Seder. This is why I honestly suggest that if you have not experienced a Passover Seder before, that's done in a messianic sense. So again, I'm using the word messianic and not Masonic. The two shouldn't be confused. Messianic just means a Jewish believer in Jesus. They believe that Jesus was in fact the Messiah. There are messianic congregations that you can attend that I would say most messianic congregations do a Seder every single year. And in a messianic congregation, you're going to find Jewish believers in Jesus, and you're also going to find non-Jewish believers in Jesus. These are people who want to get more in touch with the Jewish roots of the faith because it really helps you to see Jesus in a way that you don't experience without kind of delving into the Jewish roots. It gives you such, like in discussing the Passover, it just gives you such a wonderful picture of how Jesus, these pictures of Jesus were painted from all the way back in Genesis. So if you've never experienced a Seder, I would really suggest that you try at some point to attend one. A lot of churches are doing them nowadays. Again, messianic congregations, if you have one nearby, they often do them. I think I mentioned this in the first broadcast. You can also find YouTube videos. If you're going to look on YouTube, look for a messianic Passover Seder. But I would absolutely experience it in some way, shape, or form so that you just get the beauty of it. It really is a wonderful picture of Jesus. So I'm going to stop the broadcast there. Again, this has already gone on over 7 minutes, so this is why I wanted to kind of separate this out from the rest of the teaching on the Seder, just because I really thought that this deserved to have a section for itself. So if you have any questions, please feel free to comment and I will answer them. Also subscribe. Over on the right-hand side of the page is a subscribe box. That is only a blog subscription. It is not my mailing list, so you're not going to get inundated with emails. That's strictly to get notified when there's a new blog post. If you do want to be on the mailing list, there is typically a pop-up that comes on the first time you visit the site. It shouldn't pop up again for a few days, but that will subscribe you to my mailing list, and then you'll also get some free resources here and there as I come out with them. But the one on the right-hand side of the page is only to get notified when there's a new blog post. So again, if you have any questions, please comment below, and I thank you for listening.